No sweat news as far as Tuesday is concerned here. And you can find more of these stories found at WRAT.com. Just hit the podcast section right there. All right, we take things to Dateline Canada for story number one. This guy's got very bad luck. He's a very unlucky gambler. He is suing a casino in Canada after losing $260,000 just during two visits, saying he should have never been allowed to place wagers in the first place. Huh? His name's Torwinder Shakur. He alleges that Caesars Windsor in Ontario should have known about his compulsive gambling and alcohol addiction during two October visits and should have been aware that he had been banned from other casinos for disruptive behavior. Torwinder, who also has criminal fraud convictions, he says that the casino overserved him alcohol and encouraged him to gamble while he was intoxicated. This guy's out of his mind. He's currently banned from all Ontario casinos. He is suing Caesars for allowing him to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars. This is crazy. The Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation, which regulates the casinos and lottery, is also named in the lawsuit. Shakur is asking for his gambling losses an additional $500,000 because he had punitive damages. They quote-unquote say this, our position, well, this is coming from his lawyer, our position is he was compulsive. He was a compulsive gambler, and the casino was either well aware of his past background or should have been. During his first visit, Torwinder here, his name is, arrived with a bank draft card loaded up with thousands of dollars, which was given special treatment according to the civil lawsuit. He was also treated to a steak dinner and checked at the casino hotel. But he opted to spend the one night at home instead. Well, that night he lost $70,000 just over several hours. He did that in the evening and early mornings. He then lost $190,000 just during another visit a few days later before the afternoon was over. He said the casino actually, though, did foot the bill for hundreds of dollars worth of taxis to and rides from his house. So we'll see how that one goes. I don't think it's going to go very well. Watch your gambling. Watch your gambling here. Here we go. We take things to story number two, where a Dateline Colorado man who tried to steal multiple vehicles in recent weeks, but he was caught in the act each time. And he actually confessed this. He just isn't good at stealing cars. Come on, Todd. Come on, Todd. That's his name, Todd Sheldon. He's 36. He was caught trying to break into a car in Jefferson County earlier this month, but was caught by the homeowner. Man, oh man. Actually, before the deputies got there and arrived on the scene, he actually escaped. But moments later, however, authorities found Shelvin just down the street because he was trying to break into another vehicle. Holy cow, as deputies approached this guy, who they say was actively trying to break into the truck, he made a shocking admission to them. He really actually, Todd Sheldon, 36, actually told deputies, I really suck at this, quote unquote. Oh, I love it. I really suck at this, and I can't stop. I'm really, really trying to get better at this as I'm trying to steal this truck. Well, nonetheless, Sheldon was taken into custody, booked into jail, and later bonded out. But as noted by Jefferson County's, the story really doesn't end there because he is under tight watch, and they're keeping a sharp eye on him as he's looking at other cars, possibly to steal. He's walking up to vehicles, looking in their windows. Sheldon, 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 Todd Sheldon. Come on, brother. And lastly here, let's end 2019 with the No Sweat News on a good note. And yes, it takes things to Dateline, Florida, but this one's a good one. A Florida veterinarian discovered a stick that was likely lodged inside a dog's mouth for about 3 to 4 years. That's right. Let me say that again. There was a stick that was likely lodged in this dog's mouth for 3 to 4 years. After examining the canine at his shelter in St. Petersburg on Thursday, the shelter, which is a no-kill animal shelter called Friends of Strays, had rescued the 8-year-old dog named Buddy last month. After they had noticed rotting on his teeth, they put him under with anesthesia for dental cleaning, according to the ABC Action News. And our veterinarian doctor here had noticed some of the rotting teeth in his mouth and during his dental cleaning. So the shelter posted photos of Buddy and the stick on Facebook and credited the dog for his awesome demeanor. Because this thing was lodged across the roof of his mouth. The veterinary team gave Buddy a dental cleaning, and they found what was shocking, the shelter said. The stick wedged across the roof of his mouth, stuck between a tooth on each side. 3 to 4 years, and the dog never complained once. No crying, no nothing. Thankfully, he's going to feel so much better after removing this stick. And it looks like somebody has adopted Buddy right there. So good on Buddy. May your home be blessed in 2020 there, partner. Right now, though, there you go with the news of the day. Like I said, if you miss any of these stories, get over to WRT.com. You can always hit the podcast section as they are posted up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.